The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Colling brings it up, guarded tightly by Love with a left-hand dribble. Now she'll reverse it to the right wing. All by herself is Teal. Kick it to the baseline, driving in Anna Squires. No shot. Colling, though, open corner, three-pointer up and in. Whitney with her first bucket.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Tries to put some pressure on the backcourt, but it's simply thrown over. Down low to Standage. Turn around. Land good. Brady Standage makes it 4-3. Stolen out of inbounds. Layup good. Blake Cremosta.
Kearney Catholic and Ravenna have been at the top of the conference for the past decade. This early season rivalry always produces some outstanding matchups. It's the Stars and Blue Jays coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with sports director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Ravenna High School. It is the renewal of one of the best rivalries of the Lou Platt Conference as the Ravenna Blue Jays welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars. With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show for this Tuesday night doubleheader. Kearney Catholic girls have gotten the better of Ravenna here lately. Ravenna has been able to put up double-digit wins, 15, 16 wins a season, but Kearney Catholic seems to have the upper hand in this battle. They are ranked number two and off to a 4-0 start so far on the season. In the boys' game, Kearney Catholic's had a rough start to the season, so we'll see how that pans out tonight against the Ravenna boys' team that has only played two games so far this year. And without the services of their top player from last season, still maybe trying to find out actually how good Ravenna will be this year. A lot coming up tonight, not just here on Classic Hits. We've got basketball in just a little bit on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as Kennesaw is hosting Amherst tonight. And Hastings St. Cecilia is at St. Paul. That is on 1230 AM. KHAS, all of our radio games also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break. Be back with the starting lineups for tonight's girls' contest right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rollers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back to Ravenna. Big thank you to Athletic Director Dom Reichs and the crew here for their hospitality. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Kearney Catholic, the visiting team, looks like they'll have a consistent lineup if they stay healthy. Number 21, 5'6 senior, is Allie Prasoski. Number 22, 5'6 senior, Whitney Colling. Number 23, 5'9 sophomore, Kylie Teal. Number 41, a 5'8 junior, Maddie Squires. And number 43, 5'10 sophomore, Anna Squires. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. Kearney Catholic is 4-0 on the season, ranked number 2 in Class C1. Their wins are over Norfolk Catholic, Centura, Adams Central, and Ord. For Ravenna, number 4 is a 5'9" sophomore, Rebecca Noziska. Number 10 is a 5'5 junior, Sarah Rip. Number 14, a 5'4 junior, Hannah Megrel. Number 23 is a 5'9 senior, Sydney Kuchera. And number 24, 5'8 junior, Eva Ochtenberg. The head coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dan Bowling, Dale Zorb, and Anna Rip. Ravenna is 2-1 on the season with wins over Sandhills Stedford, who is a rated team in D2, and Burwell. They were defeated 57-53 up at Ord last week. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. It's Lou Platte Conference Basketball here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at our seeds to success tonight, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed Representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Well, tonight for Ravenna to be successful, it will be the same story as the last handful of meetings. They must handle the pressure of Kearney Catholic. They have been turned over numerous times, leading to easy transition buckets for Kearney Catholic. Both teams have liked to shoot the three over the years, but tonight Ravenna is going to have to hit a few threes and not turn the ball over. And those are our seeds for success. We'll be back with the opening tip after this.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic in the traveling green with gold and white trim, the home white and blue trim for Ravenna. It'll be Anna Squires jumping against Nosiska, and we are ready to get this girls' varsity game underway. The ball is up, and Kearney Catholic will control the tip. They move from right to left. Ravenna from left to right, and already a little contact. Prosaski with the ball, picture dribbled up at the top of the circle, guarded there by Ochtenberg. Man-to-man defense by Ravenna. Off the dribble, Anna Squires into the paint. Now spins right, hit the rim on the way up. Shot no good. Fight for the loose ball. It's headed out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. It'll be Ravenna basketball. Kearney Catholic has a tad more height, and probably the quickness factor will be fairly even. We'll see how that pans out here. Ravenna has always had a quick ball club. Not a lot of height in there. Sid Kuchera will have to stay out of foul trouble tonight as well. She is their dominant post player. Stars will also play man-to-man defense, kicking it into the corner. Sarah Ripp has it the right-hand side. Starts to the wing, tries the baseline, cut off there by Colling. Up top to Ochtenberg. Eva, ball fake, and walked with the basketball. She was trying to get it to her teammate Ripp, not on a back cut, but she was inside the arc trying to kick it back out the arc. Kearney Catholic was playing deny, and the first turnover of the game. Full court man-to-man pressure, forcing Colling with a left-hand dribble, and she lost control. Out of bounds it goes. Good defense up there that time by the Blue Jays' Hannah Meagrel. So the teams will exchange turnovers, and the ball will come back over to Ravenna. Meagrel will handle the point against Prasoski with a left-hand dribble. She's across the timeline, now to the right side, letting them bump off each other just a little bit. You know the hand checks have been called very tight here in the first 10 days. Driving in, Ochtenberg, cut off on the left side of the key, picks it up top, Meagrel. She was open for a while, but too far out. Now she'll put the ball on the floor to the left elbow. Kick it out to Kuchera, who's outside the arc. Good ball moving here by Ravenna, but good defense equally as good for the Stars. Trying to find some room is Rip in the paint. Back cut, bounce passes behind Nosiska. She has it. She's trapped, and 3 seconds will be called. So the right idea for Ravenna But once she got trapped underneath the hoop there, there was no way out unless she threw it off a foot or called timeout and decided not to burn one early on in the game. 90 seconds in, we're scoreless, and Kearney Catholic back on the offensive possession. One miss, one turnover. Colling working the left side, trying to draw the double team, kicks it back out to Squires. Reverses it over right side to Maddie Squires on the left-hand dribble. Down the lane, she'll scoop it up and score, and she got hipped on the way. A chance for a three-point play here for Maddie Squires. Squires goes to the line here after the foul was whistled on Sarah Ripp. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Squires makes it 3-0 Stars with the first blood here today. Little trap in the backcourt here that's broken. Meagrel across the timeline, brings it into the paint, leaves it out on the wing. Three-pointer on the way for Ripp. Comes up short, no good. Defensive board brought down by Allie Prasoski. She wants to run with it. Long outlet pass, got away from the Stars, and out of bounds it goes. So back over to the Blue Jays here. 3-0, Kearney Catholic, 2 minutes into the first quarter of our girls' game in tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. Is this going to throw it in against the pressure? She's unguarded. Fires it over to Ripp. Back to Meagrel. Meagrel attacks it up the right side. 3-on-3. She'll stop. Knocked away by Anna Squires, but she'll grab it back. Meagrel now without the dribble. Needs some help. Short bounce pass to Kuchera. They'll reverse it over to the left-hand corner. Ripp tries another three, and this one is too strong. First one short. Second one long. Teal gets the rebound. Stars off to the races. Outlet to Colling. Lowered a shoulder and a blocking foul. Going to be called on Ravenna. That is going to go on Hannah Meagrel. That's a tough call. That's an interesting call. I don't even know what I'd call on that because the defense didn't have position, but Colling definitely lowered her shoulder and initiated the contact. And she's going to get two free throws out of the deal. And the lefty fires the first one up and in. I think that's one of those that if it happens again just like that next time, they'll probably whistle it a charge. Into the ball game for the Jays is Megan Meagrel. Just a freshman here for Coach Malsby. Not a lot of upperclassmen. Kuchera, the only senior on this Ravenna team. Second free throw up, and it is good. And Kearney Catholic has jumped out 5-0 here with 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Ravenna looking for their first points. Some trouble here against the pressure. They may have to call timeout. Instead, Teal fights for the loose ball. It's loose, a jump. The arrow points the way of Ravenna. So they actually get to maintain possession because of a good defensive play by the Stars. And the Jays to throw it in. Ochtenberg comes in short. The ball gets loose. It's out of bounds. Touched by Colling. They'll try it again. No changes yet for the Stars. Also in there now is Brooklyn Fidelke, another freshman. She takes the inbounds pass for Ravenna. Fidelke, wraparound pass, gets it to Megan Meagrel. Meagrel up to the right baseline, off the screen. Another pass. They had the shot and passed it up. Up top, they'll go to Hannah Meagrel. Kicks it out to Megan. Playing catch over here on the right wing. Up top to Ochtenberg. Left-hand dribble. Kicks it off on the wing again. Fidelke, it's drive and dish, but all the dishes are coming back outside. It's going to be Hannah Meagrel back to Kuchera outside the arc. Having trouble getting anything in the paint. Kuchera hits the ground, kind of pushed by Prasoski. Three-pointer out there is no good by Fidelke. And the rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Up the floor come the Stars. Here's a three-pointer for Maddie Squires. No good. Nothing but white jerseys in there for the rebound. And Ochtenberg will have the first rebound for the Jays. Up to Hannah Meagrel. 4:30 to go first quarter. 5-0 Kearney Catholic. Ochtenberg on the left wing. Gives it to the top of the circle to Fidelke. Fidelke. Hands it off to Megan. Against the man-to-man defense, Stars really with some more experience pestering the younger Ravenna team. Crossover dribble, Ochtenberg trying to get open. It's knocked out of her hands by Maddie Squires. The steal is made. Teal baseball pass up to Prasoski. Layup no good. And Anna Squires trying to knock the ball to a teammate, but out of bounds it goes. So Ravenna continues to play strong defensively, but they just aren't getting any looks offensively. And the couple that they did have that were not from three-point land, they passed up. So Ravenna shut out here midway through the first quarter. Trying to get it in. Colling reaches around, knocks it away. They're going to credit Ravenna with the turnover. Up top, Teal, three-pointer, no good. Trying to pull it down in the corner. It goes out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. So the Jays will throw it in again against backcourt pressure. Getting more stout. And the ball is kicked away. So now problems for Ravenna. They were getting it into the front court. Now they can't get the ball across the timeline. Last couple of possessions has really been pestered here. Inbounds pass comes right under the Kearney Catholic bucket to Hannah Meagrel. She'll start up the floor, dribble into the trap, and then a travel going to be called. Turnover number 5 on Ravenna. So Kearney Catholic's pressure intensifying and getting the better of the Jays here early on. Only 5-0, though. So you're just a couple of possessions from being right back here if you're the Jays. They're going to need some steals as Colling drives, gets 4 defenders on her, kicks it out to Anna Squires, to Maddie. Teal fakes the 3, free throw line, jump pass, left baseline. They get it to Colling. She'll hit the 11-footer. Whitney Colling with her first bucket to go along with a pair of free throws. 7-0. Ravenna likes to get the ball in and go, and now we're going to have a timeout called by the Jays just before another steal. So timeout on the floor with 3:31 to go in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic Lady Stars up 7-0. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Out of the Ravenna timeout, the Jays will try and dump it in. Again, it's knocked away. Ravenna's going to have to get to some screens or some cuts here. They cannot just come straight towards the basketball or they're in trouble. Stars have made a few changes. Messbarger, Streit, and Long have all come in the ball game. Teal and Anna Squires remain in out of the timeout. Kearney Catholic's 5th game of the year. Ravenna's 4th. As the Jays look to throw it in. Trouble on the baseline and won't get the job done. And our referee, Ben Klein, was being as generous as he could, but finally had to go with the 5-second count, and that is the 6th turnover for Ravenna, who tries to put on pressure in the backcourt. Michelle Messbarger working against Hannah Meagrel. She dribbles it off her knee, and out of bounds it goes. So Meagrel has forced a couple of turnovers here with her man-to-man defense. And Ravenna will get the ball back in the front court here. 7-0, Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna will inbound it here. Meagrel has it. Streit tries to take it away. We've got another jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna's in a tough spot right now. Can't score if they can't get even an offensive look here. They're going to need to make something happen defensively to open things up here a little bit. Jordan Streit with a basketball. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Does a 360. And as she passes the ball, we've got a hand check foul. Called on the Jays, it's Brooklyn Fidelke, her first and the team's 3rd. 3:10 to go, first quarter, 7-0, Kearney Catholic. Streit to take it out underneath her own hoop, lobs it all the way to the top of the circle to Long. Back over to Streit in the left-hand corner, posting up Anna Squires. And a travel on the pass going to Squires, waiting for her to get open. 4th turnover for Kearney Catholic. So Ravenna to throw it in, trying to get free. And for a moment, it's Sarah Ripp. Now she's knocked to the ground. The ball's loose, rolled over to Brooklyn Fidelke. Outlet pass, but they overthrow Noziska, and out of bounds it goes. So back over to Kearney Catholic. As we have struggled to score here in the first quarter, really both ways. 7-0 Kearney Catholic, but they only have 2 points in the last 2.5 minutes. Streit over to Teal. Posting up Long on a high post. Now the outlet pass up top. Stolen away. Here comes Meagrel in. Left-handed layup. Hits the rim. Got her own rebound. Back up, and it goes. So Hannah Meagrel sticks with it, and Ravenna is on the board with 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. 7-2, Kearney Catholic. Messbarger to the right-hand corner. Jordan Streit, 19-footer, no good. Rebound comes out long to Anna Squires. She'll back her way in. Nothing there. And they'll reset it out to Kylie Teal. Good man-to-man defense here by the Jays. A little pick and roll. They get it to Long. Long gets into the paint, drops the ball. It gets to Squires, though. She'll throw it back out top. Reset. Teal, three-pointer on the way. Good. So the first three-pointer of the ball game belongs to Kylie Teal of Kearney Catholic. And it's 10-2. And a hand check foul on the Stars with their full court pressure. This will be the first foul of the game on Kearney Catholic. And it's going to be on Michelle Messbarger. Checking back in for Ravenna will be Megan Meagrel. Maddie Squires back in for the Stars with Morgan Teal. Strite, Messbarger, and Long are on the floor with her. Kuchera off the inbounds, trying to set something up here for Sarah Rip, and a travel call. Rip is out there along with Megan Meagrel. You have got Kuchera, Noziska, and Fidelki. Strite brings it up here for the Stars. Works the right-hand dribble in front of the Ravenna bench. Fires out on the skip pass over to Teal. Down to the baseline, trying to get it to Maddie Squires. It's tipped away, and Kuchera comes out of there with the loose basketball. Trying to find one of her guards. Gets Sarah ripping up the floor. Comes Ravenna. Right-hand dribble down the right side of the key. Stops, bounce pass. Jordan Strite in the passing lane. Knocks it away. They're still fighting for the basketball, and we're going to get a foul called on Ravenna. Sarah Rip did not agree with that. It'll be the second on Sarah and the fourth team foul. She'll come out, and Ochtenberg will come into the basketball game. So it's Kearney Catholic basketball. Leading it 10-2. Strite works her way into the paint, and she's going to be called for the travel. Trying to force it that time. Ravenna had it well defended, actually triple-teamed her there. And it's turned into a turnover contest so far. 10 on Ravenna, 6 on Kearney Catholic. Ravenna basketball here, down by 8. Into the front court with it, and getting tripped up and losing the basketball. Ravenna will find a way to get it back over to Kuchera. Back up top for a 19-footer. Meagrel, Hannah comes up short. Kuchera rips the basketball out of there, powers her way back up. It is no good, but a foul will be called. And Kuchera will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Keep ripping. Foul will be called on Caitlin Long. Her first. And the free throw by Kuchera is up and in. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw, Kuchera on the way, and it's good. 10-4, Kearney Catholic. A minute to go here in the quarter. Whitney Colling pushes it up on the right side with Meagrel right on her left hip. Dishes it off to Morgan Teal. Back up top, knocked away. Ochtenberg comes away with it one-on-one against Maddie Squires. Maddie Squires makes a beautiful block of the basketball, and then the ball is loose, and we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Ravenna. So good hustle on both sides, and the Jays will get another opportunity. And you hit a bucket right here, you're right back in the game. They'll throw it into the corner to Kuchera, looking to set up Fidelki. She's got it on the left wing, but guarded against the zone. Up top, Meagrel uses her dribble, tries to throw it underneath, and hits the bottom of the backboard. She hit the board below the rim, and it's going to be turned over. 11th for Ravenna. Morgan Teal with 25 seconds. Oh, what a bounce pass to Maddie Squires. Right side of the lane, draws the foul, wouldn't go. I don't know how that ball got through there, but it did. And Maddie Squires has got a chance to knock down a pair of free throws. She hit one earlier to complete a three-point play. And the first free throw by Squires is on the way and good. 11-4, Kearney Catholic checking in for Ravenna. Noziska with 22 seconds to go. Hannah Meagrel will check out. Second free throw now for the junior Maddie Squires is on the way, and it is up and in. So Kearney Catholic 5 of 5 at the line here in the quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Fidelki. Up the right side, it's going to be picked away from behind by Michelle Messbarger. Up to Maddie Squires. 3-on-3 to Morgan Teal. Good move, but hit the rim on the way up on a right side attack. Rebound brought down by Noziska. Rebecca fights for it. Knocked away. Well, Kearney Catholic got away with a walk, but I think they're going to run out of time. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. 20 turnovers total in this first quarter. And the score, Kearney Catholic 12, Ravenna 4. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
We are ready to head to the second quarter of play here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us today as we get ready for the second quarter, and Kearney Catholic is going to get the basketball. The Stars will go to Teal. Kylie takes a little 10-footer on the right elbow. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Noziska. Outlet pass into the front court. Looking for room is ripped. Sarah with the ball fake. Cut off there by Anna Squires, and the ball is deflected away. They try to get it to Kuchera, and it's going to be knocked off her. And it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. In the first quarter, turnovers. Ravenna 12, Kearney Catholic 8. Each team had 4 rebounds. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 for the Jays, 1 of 3 for the Stars. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 for the Jays, and 5 of 5 for the Stars. Calling picks her dribble up, needs some help. And a timeout going to be called here by Kearney Catholic to save the possession here for Teal. It's a 30-second timeout, 7:24 to go in the first half of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Kearney Catholic 12, Ravenna 4. We'll be right back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. Each team is used to 30, 12-4 Stars. First minute of the second quarter. Kuchera cuts off Anna Squires trying to drive, and now a hand check foul as the ball comes out to Maddie Squires. Noziska with her first foul. That is the fifth team foul. Sixth team foul. As the ball gets down to the low block, sits on the rim from Squires, no good. Rebound brought down by Noziska, and we've got a pushing foul on Kearney Catholic. That'll be their third team foul of the first half. And Ravenna will face full court pressure as they bring the ball up the floor. Foul was called on Whitney Colling. Inbounds pass comes to Rip. Rip with a left-hand dribble into the double team, needs some help. Nobody to step through, has to throw it backwards to Migrel, and a timeout called by Ravenna, and I think Coach Malsby is going to use his second 30-second timeout. So, 6:53 to go here in the first half. Your score remains Kearney Catholic 12, Ravenna 4.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here at Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here as Ravenna has the basketball into the front court. Kuchera up top. They have not been able to get her involved in the paint. She's really good on the offensive glass, but hasn't been involved yet. Is Rip 360 to the left elbow. Bounce pass over. Ochtenberg gets it to the right side. Driving in is Noziska. Her short jumper no good. That's one of the better looks that Ravenna has got. And then nobody grabs the rebound. Out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Stars were up 7-0, and the teams have then exchanged some free throws. 12-4 your score. No score here in the first 90 seconds of the second quarter. Whitney calling stutter dribble, riding her hip the whole way. We've got another foul called here on Hannah Meagrel. And if the numbers are right here on the board, that will be her third. And it's a 1-1 now for Kearney Catholic. Whitney calling at the line, made a pair in the first quarter. And the front of the 1-1 is no good that time, but the offensive rebound run down by Maddie Squires. Teal through an open lane, dishes it to Colling. Back out Squires, fakes the three, dribbles into the paint left side, pulls up from nine, hit it. Maddie Squires with a game-high 7 points, 14-4. Kearney Catholic, 6 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Inbounds comes to Hannah Meagrel, needs some help, decides to dribble out of there. Working her way around some picks, then a blocking foul called on Whitney Colling. Hannah Meagrel staying in there with the three fouls, was not afraid of the contact, and Colling wasn't set. That'll be her second. Jordan Streit will come in now for the Stars. And Colling will check out. Rest of the starters are in there, both Squires, Prasoski, and Kylie Teal. Blue Jay ball at midcourt. They'll throw it in right at the half-court line to Fidelke, and her pass then is knocked away. Maddie Squires taking it in on Fidelke, who fouled her, and the shot is no good. Kearney Catholic knows if they are aggressive on these steals, they can draw the contact, and they are going to get the foul call. That is the second on Fidelke. Take charge, Jay. And Maddie Squires back to the line. The first of two is on the rim and in. Rolled over the front of the iron. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Look at the first half stats, a preview of the boys' game. Second free throw, front of the rim. That time it doesn't go. And Naziska with her fourth rebound. Brings it across the timeline, fires it to Fidelke, back up top to Rip. Rip trying to work on stride in the man-to-man. Ochtenberg at the top of the key. Brings it down the left side of the lane. The left-hand scoop, no good. There's Kuchera, offensive rebound, back up and in. Sydney Kuchera with four of her team's 6 points. 15-6. As Kearney Catholic will bring the ball across the timeline. Up ahead to Teal. Teal attacks, draws the foul. Two free throws coming up for Kylie Teal. She hit the three-pointer earlier in the first quarter. And the foul call on Kuchera, her first. Three players have scored for the Stars, and Teal will put this up too strong, no good. Second free throw coming up. Ravenna's back in action Thursday. They will be traveling to Gibbon. Kearney Catholic is at Elm Creek Friday as this free throw is up and in. So Teal gets one of two. 16-6, Kearney Catholic. 5:15 to go in the second quarter. They break the press this time, and Ochtenberg finishes with a left-hand layup. First transition bucket here for Ravenna, and it's 16-8. Baseball pass, Prasoski into the front court. Anna Squires gets by her defender 2-on-1, but then stepping in front to knock it away is Fidelke. And as she falls down, she's able to pass it off up the floor. Working right side, Noziska can't attack, though. They'll slow it up. Ball knocked away. People on the floor, out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Ravenna fans not happy. Couple of times there have been some players on the floor without the foul being called, and that's why you hear the fans a little upset. That time it was more of a scramble for the basketball. There was one earlier that probably did get missed. Kearney Catholic to throw it in here. They're facing pressure. The ball knocked away by Ochtenberg. It's more work just getting the ball in play right now than it is trying to run some offense. They'll throw it deep in the backcourt to Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger will bring it across the timeline to Jordan Streit outside the arc right side. Back up top to Teal. Kylie, crossover dribble, uses the pick from Long. Tried the pick and roll. Caitlin a little late getting off that. They'll go Squires left baseline. Back up top, Teal. Long three for Kylie. That one is no good. The rebound yanked down by Ochtenberg, and she'll be fouled. That is the fifth team foul on Kearney Catholic. Kuchera lost her shoe, so we'll give her some time to tie that baby up. And Jordan Streit they put her second foul on the board, but that's only her first, and that's a couple times that things haven't jived here. And on the inbound, a travel on Ravenna. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball underneath their own hoop, and back in will be Megan Meagrel. More substitutions. Now coming in, Brooke Cremosta for Ravenna. And checking out will be Fidelke. Kearney Catholic to throw it in to the right-hand wing. They'll get it to Anna Squires. Back up top, Messbarger. Off a couple of screens, the Teal in the right-hand corner can't get the three. Picks her dribble up. Wrap around to Squires, and they got too physical with Anna. Rebecca Noziska picks up her second, and that's the 10th team foul. So Anna Squires will go to the line to shoot two, looking for her first point. These will be the 11th and 12th free throws of the first half for the Stars. 16-8, Kearney Catholic. Free throw up and good. 17-8. 4:13 to go here in the first half. Second free throw down. On the way, and it's good. So Anna hits them both, and it is 18-8, the lead back to 10. Up the floor with it is Meagrel. Right-hand dribble for Megan, the freshman, all the way to the baseline. Comes through the paint, kicks it out, and a late whistle for a double dribble. The ball just slipped out of her hand. She knew it. But that is 17 turnovers for Ravenna, and we're only midway through the second quarter. Stars to get it in to Messbarger. Michelle, outlet pass. Teal looks over her shoulder, grabs it, dribbles in, and the shot is too strong. Long will tip it out, but it's grabbed there by Megan Meagrel. Meagrel up the right side. Michelle Messbarger reaches in and knocks it away out of bounds. It'll be Ravenna basketball. And the Jays to throw it in. Maddie Squires and Morgan Teal re-enter here for Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna's doing some substituting, but not like the days of old where they would run a strict 8, 9, 10 player rotation. It was almost scripted who would come in when, as the ball again knocked out of bounds on the inbounds play. It does move up the floor, so from the top of the circle extended, they'll throw it in. Ravenna trying to bounce, pass it in. Gets it to Meagrel down the baseline. Ochtenberg wraps it around Kuchera. One dribble over the defender. The foul called on Maddie Squires. And for Maddie, that will be her first personal foul, sixth team foul. Kuchera will go to the line. She hit a pair back in the first quarter. 18-8 in a low-scoring first half here with plenty of defense. Free throw is on the way, and the high archer this time, no good. Don't forget, other basketball tonight is airing on the Breeze, 94.5. Amherst is at Kennesaw, while St. Cecilia St. Paul is on 1230 AM KHAS. Also find all our games online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw rattles home. And Kuchera has her fifth point. 18-9, Kearney Catholic. Jordan Strike puts the ball up the floor. Outlet pass to Morgan Teal, out to Messbarger. Spot up three is in and out that time. No good. Rebound grabbed by Kuchera. And up the floor come the Jays. Fidelke, two on three. Comes to a knee, kicks it back out of the wing to Cremosta. Back to Fidelke. She's open in the corner. Starts to dribble right into the double team. Bounce pass back out for a three-pointer. Cremosta. Brooke comes up a little short. Rebound will be brought down by Messbarger. Messbarger up to Maddie Squires. She comes all the way through, and Kuchera grabbed her. Squires did a couple of step around her, and it would have been a tough shot for her to make. She was a little out of control, and Kuchera grabbed her. And for Sid, that's her second. And fouls could be a problem in the second half for Ravenna. Two free throws, and the first one is up and in for Maddie Squires as Prasoski re-enters the game here for Kearney Catholic. 19-9, 3:13 to go, second quarter. KKPR-FM, Kearney Ravenna Loup City. Second free throw up and in. So Maddie Squires, 6 of 7 at the line for 9 points. And Ravenna's trapped in the backcourt again. They do get it to Noziska. Then she has it knocked away. There's going to be a fight for it. Noziska just covers it like a fumble. And that's a good job, even though they were going to turn the basketball over. She's able to save it with the jump ball. 3:03 to go here in the half. 20-9. Kearney Catholic with the lead. And Ravenna tries to bring it across the timeline. Prasoski picks the pocket up ahead. Teal, the layup. Morgan is good. And Kearney Catholic now with their biggest lead at 22-9. And timeout going to be called here by Ravenna. They will only have two remaining. With 2:48 to go here in the first half, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It is Kearney Catholic 22, the Ravenna Lady Jays 9.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Ravenna Lady Jays, a team that made it all the way to the district final last year before Dundee County Stratton knocked them out. They're hoping that a C2 run is in their future. This will be one of, if not the toughest game they play all year. And out of the timeout, outlet passes loose. We got another scramble for it. It's saved by Rip, but then her pass to Meagrel goes out of bounds. Kearney Catholic 22, Ravenna 9, with 2:35 to go here in the second quarter of play. Stars also trying to get around some pressure. They've made a lot of free throws in the game. Messbarger up the floor, draws the double team out to Long on the wing. Top of the key, Maddie Squires. Left elbow, dumps it inside Long in traffic, scores. First bucket of the ball game for Long, and Kearney Catholic has now scored six in a row, 24-9. Pressure is on. Ochtenberg to Noziska, Noziska up the floor underneath Kuchera. Got posted up, backed up Long, and the shot will not go. Fight for the loose ball. Two Jays had it. Now we've got a tie-up. And the arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic. Morgan Teal in there with Long and Noziska fighting for it. End result is Stars basketball. Into Prasoski, working against Megan Meagrel. Prasoski crossover, works her way to the right side, behind the back dribble into the paint, kicks it out of the wing. Here is a 19-footer from Teal. Morgan, no good. Long gets the rebound, spins, puts it back up off the glass. No good. Players crash to the floor for the loose ball. Ravenna has it with Kuchera. She is tied up. Arrow points the way of Ravenna. 1:44 to go here in the first half, and in for Kearney Catholic will be Kylie Teal. And checking in for Ravenna will be Emma Ochtenberg. Ravenna trying to find their way into the offensive category of double digits right now. Struggling offensively, they get it to Ochtenberg in the front court. Gets by the defender. Stops on the right wing. Can't get the shot. Up top, though, a three for Fidelke. Off the heel, no good. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Rip. Rip kicks it back to the baseline. Ochtenberg wrap around Kuchera. Five-footer, too strong. Rebound brought down by Squires. That's the pressure. You've had so few looks that when you do have it, you force it up there quickly, and you either short arm it and hit the rim, or you just fire a laser and it goes hard over the rim. And that's what's been happening to Ravenna here in the second quarter. Prasoski working her way back out front. Draws the double team. Needs some help. Out to Long, who pops out there to take it with a minute to go in the half. Teal to Teal, Morgan to Kylie. Left elbow, skip to right side. Morgan inside, Long creates space and hits the layup. Long got inside the defender, and it was an easy lob to her. And the Stars have now scored eight in a row to go up 17, 26-9. Ochtenberg into the front court. Stops right across the timeline with the double team. Gives it off to Rip. Sarah, they try to clear it out for her so she can take Prasoski. Allie makes her give the ball up. Left wing Ochtenberg drives in, tries to wheel it back out to Kuchera. Ends up in the hands of Fidelke. To Rip, long three for Sarah. Off the mark, no good. And it's going to go out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Ravenna 0 of 6 from beyond the arc. Kearney Catholic just 1 of 5. They've actually been defended very well out there. Again, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up next. We're 16 seconds away from that. As Kuchera's out, Noziska's in here for defense. Prasoski to Maddie Squires. Squires will be met at midcourt with 11 seconds. Left-hand dribble stops. Prasoski covered. Then they throw it over Teal's head, and Kylie trying to come to the ball. Had it sail over her head for the 10th turnover for the Stars, but only the second of this quarter. 6 seconds for Ravenna to try and throw something up. Up the floor, they've got Meagrel. Meagrel drives the baseline, puts the one-hand runner up and in, and that'll bring us to halftime. So, Ravenna gets the last points of the first half, but Kearney Catholic got the majority of them. It's the 4-0 Stars leading the 2-1 Jays 26-11 here at halftime. We'll be back to Ravenna with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. At Ravenna, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. We are at halftime with the score. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 26 and the Ravenna Lady Jays 11. There is other basketball action going on tonight in the area and on our radio airwaves. Kennesaw is hosting Amherst on the Breeze 94.5, and Hastings St. Cecilia is at St. Paul on 1230 AM KHAS. Again, folks, we're always online. The mobile app can be downloaded at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Anyone, anywhere in this day and age can listen to our high school sports broadcast. Plus, they are uploaded, downloaded, so you can upload them on the podcast free, no charge, right after the doubleheader tonight. By the time you get home, they'll probably be there for you. And, of course, you can check out some of the photos we've had from football, volleyball, cross country, wrestling this past weekend, and basketball. Those are also free for you to download and use at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some other basketball going on tonight. Overton is up at Anselmo Myrna. Twin Loop is at Ansley Litchfield. Elwood is down at Cambridge. Central City is hosting David City. Brooding Davenport Shickley's at Deschler. Bertrand's at Eustace Farnham. Franklin is hosting Superior. Harvard has Dorchester in. McCool Junction is at Heartland Lutheran in Grand Island. Lawrence Nelson is in Kansas to take on Mankato Rock Hills. Grand Island Northwest is home tonight against Columbus. And Alma is down at Southwest High School. Thursday, our high school basketball action continues from Grand Island as the Central Catholic Crusaders take on the Minden Whippets. 6 and 7:45 are the go times on Thursday. Friday, we will be bringing you the Kearney Catholic and Elm Creek games as part of our coverage. And then next Monday, Kearney Catholic is back home to take on Overton, and we'll have that for you here on Classic Hits as well. In the meantime, we'll take a break and be back with the first half stats. Kearney Catholic 26, Ravenna 11. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers we have in our girls' game, starting with the Ravenna Lady Jays. Rebecca Noziska hasn't scored, but she has pulled down four rebounds. Sarah Ripp has a rebound. Megan Meagrel, 2 points, one rebound. Hannah Meagrel, 2 points and a rebound. Sydney Kuchera, 5 points, three rebounds. Emma Ochtenberg, 2 points, two rebounds. Four rebounds in the first quarter, eight in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second. That's all from Sydney Kuchera. 3-point attempts, 0 of 3 in both quarters. Then turnovers, 12 in the first and 7 in the second. Fouls, plenty of them called on Ravenna. 3 on Hannah Meagrel, 2 each on Brooklyn Fidelke, Rebecca Noziska, Sarah Ripp, and Sydney Kuchera. 4 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. At the half, Ravenna 11 points, 12 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 0 of 6 from three-point land, and 19 turnovers. And scoring hasn't been the problem for Ravenna this year. They have had 53 points or more in all three of their games. In fact, they're averaging 55 points per basketball game so far this season, but not going to happen tonight in this pressure-packed game. They'll probably hold Kearney Catholic under their average. We'll look at the Stars' numbers right after this timeout.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic. Michelle Messbarger has one rebound. Ali Prasoski has not scored. She has one rebound. Six different stars have scored. Whitney Colling, 4 points. Kylie Teal, 4 points and a rebound. Morgan Teal, 2 points and a rebound. Maddie Squires is the game's leading scorer with 10 points, two rebounds, and one block shot. She is 6 of 7 at the free throw line. Caitlin Long, 4 points and a rebound, and Anna Squires has hit a pair of free throws for her 2 points and also two rebounds. Four rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 5 of 5 in the first quarter, and 6 of 9 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting for Kearney Catholic, 1 of 3 in the first quarter, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter, but the Stars limited that to 2 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Whitney Colling has 2. Now, they did put up 2 on Caitlin Long, but that did not add up with the total foul. So just in case our book is off, somebody is somewhere, we have her for 1. Maybe she does have 2. Kearney Catholic had 12 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. At the half, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 11 out of 14 at the free throw line, 1 out of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 10 turnovers. The 4-0 Kearney Catholic Lady Stars lead the 2-1 Ravenna Lady Jays 26-11. Up next, our boys' game. Ravenna comes in with a record of 2-0. Kearney Catholic is 1-3 after the overtime loss Friday to Ord. That's coming up at approximately 7:45 tonight, or 8 o'clock, maybe closer to that. Nonetheless, you've been listening to the Halftime Report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to Ravenna. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Tom Reichs and the crew here for their hospitality. As we get ready for second half basketball, the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, and they lead it 26-11. It's been all defense in this basketball game, and the Stars have been able to throw a few buckets down from time to time and 11 free throws. Off a couple of picks, Ravenna stays in the man-to-man. Right elbow, they'll go high post to Squire. She'll kick it out, take it back. Work her way in with a left-hand dribble. Scoop shot rattles around. No good. Ball's tipped out. Maddie Squires will grab the board out to Teal. Three-pointer rattles in and out for Kylie. No good. Rebound brought down by Hannah Migrel. Migrel waits for the traffic to clear and across the timeline. She'll swing it over on the left wing to Ochtenberg. Same starters for both teams. Nozisca, Rip, Hannah Migrel, Kuchera, and Ochtenberg. A little give and go here, and not being able to get off the screen is Nozisca. And the ball slides by her and out of bounds. That is the 20th turnover for Ravenna. So the seeds to success we gave you early on proving to be the difference. Kearney Catholic forcing all the turnovers, leading it by 15. Stars had trouble in the first quarter, but have done better. They're trying to spread the floor now, go with some back cuts, and Teal will overthrow Colling. I like what the Stars are doing here. They're trying to spread the floor a little more against that tight Ravenna man-to-man and make the Jays pay for overplaying. Inbounds pass comes to Hannah Migrel. Her throwback pass is picked off. Colling grabs it, then turns around and says, oh, the rim's right here, and I'll lay it up and in. So Whitney Colling does that, and then Ravenna turns it over again on the inbounds pass. So Kearney Catholic will have it one more time. Deep in the corner, Prasoski will toss it in. Allie looking, going to need an outlet, throws it all the way out between the circles to Maddie Squires. Off the high pick, good switch here, but Squires keeps on going. The leaner with the left hand is no good. Kuchera will grab her fourth rebound. Up the floor, a foul called on Kearney Catholic. And this is going to go on Whitney Colling, and it'll be her third first foul of the half on either team. Stars aren't going to worry too much about foul problems again this year. They've got plenty of depth. But Ravenna, trouble getting it in, and there is a five-second count. Three straight possessions where Ravenna has turned it over on the inbound in the backcourt. Prasoski to throw it in here as they vertical the baseline, lob it up top, Maddie Squires. The play is busted up here. They'll hand it to Anna, and they'll just have to reset it. Well, Anna decides she's going to drive. She'll throw it up. No good. A blocking foul going to be called on Sydney Kuchera, who hit the ground with her elbow and trying to rub the pain out of that. Kuchera with her third personal foul. And free throws coming up for Anna Squires. Her only 2 points have been from the line. And the first of two. On the way, and it's short, no good. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw, that's got more on it, and right through there for Anna Squires. 29-11, Ravenna trailing here at home, 6.5 to go in quarter number three. Good job by Migrel to dribble around through the maze, get into the front court, step through, try to get it to Rip. Colling's there. Colling really fighting players all over the floor, and it's finally picked up by the Stars. Outlet pass, Prasoski, layup good for Alley's first bucket of the ball game. Timeout, Ravenna, they'll have one remaining. 6:16 to go in the third quarter of play. 31-11, Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rollers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits. Out of the Ravenna timeout, they're trying to get it into the backcourt again. They'll throw it in short. Hannah Meagrel gets it on the baseline, and there's a hand check foul on Kearney Catholic. She started to head up the floor, and Allie Prasoski wanted to slow her down. That'll be her first foul. And Ravenna again will try and chuck it in here. They haven't tried the deep pass yet. As Noziska gets it in, and a carry on the Jays. Ball took a funny hop there on Meagrel. And the carry will be called right back to Kearney Catholic. Stars off to an undefeated start, looking for another undefeated regular season. A lot of work between now and then. Prasoski between the circles. Cross over to the left elbow, working there on Ochtenberg to Maddie Squires. Slips a defender and hands it to Colling, getting closer with each chance. Colling puts her head down, drives, scoop shot, no good. Players on the floor. The ball is retrieved by Ochtenberg. And here comes Ravenna at midcourt rip, trying to stay out of that trap, dribbled right into it, and tries to throw it to just anybody, and out of bounds it goes. Tried to throw it off the leg of the Kearney Catholic defender who jumped out of the way, and that means it's going to go out of bounds. Seven turnovers. And we have not played 2.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Not a lot of fun right now for the Lady Jays. They're down by 20. With 26 turnovers, hard to believe that's as close as this game is as Colling drives and draws another blocking. Ravenna always trying to help out, and it's that second defender. Once the penetrator, who has the ball, drives, gets by her defender. That second defender is a little late getting there. This time it's Fidelke with her third. And Colling is back to the line. First of two is good. Whitney, 3 of 4 at the charity stripe. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Colling hits them both. A 22-point lead here for the Stars. Ravenna looking for their first points of the second half. Against the stout defense, Colling makes another steal. Wide open underneath, Prasoski feeds her and scores. And the final timeout going to be taken right here by Ravenna. Allie Prasoski with her second bucket. And we'll see how much longer Kearney Catholic puts the press on. Kind of pointless right now, so either Coach Petrie subs in or the press probably goes away, and I think he's going to sub in. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 5:24 to go in the ball game's third quarter. All Lady Stars now 35-11 at Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Well, that is the final timeout for Ravenna, and we've got 5:25 to go here in the third quarter, and again, Colling with another steal in the backcourt. Then they dish it back to her. There's contact. She's on the floor. A foul on Ravenna, and it's going to be called on Hannah Meagrel, and that is her fourth personal foul. Sarah Ripp will come back in for her, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it in, bring it out to the right elbow. Cleared out for Maddie Squire. She drives. Her scoop shot is no good. Rebound brought down by Fidelke. Fidelke up the floor. Stops the top of the circle. Hits the trailer. Ochtenberg into the paint. Kicks it out to Rip. Fakes the three. Gets tripped up. Somehow keeps the dribble. Ball is loose. Calling on the floor. They're trying to get a timeout. Calling somehow the Stars get out of there with it. Up the floor to Anna Squire. She'll go over the defender and score. 5 points for Squires, 37-11. Up the floor, Fidelke finally got by everybody and then put it up too strong. And that's how it's been going for Ravenna. Rebound, Squires. Outlet pass, Prasoski. Pull up three. It is no good. Rebound to Maddie Squires, and she is fouled. Maddie will go to the line to shoot two. Substitutes waiting to come in on both sides, and Maddie will put the first free throw on the way and in. 11 points for Squires, 7 free throws made. Morgan Teal, Michelle Messbarger, Caitlin Long in for Kearney Catholic for Ravenna, Brooke Cremosta on the floor with Rip, Kuchera, Noziska, and Megan Migral. Second free throw now for Maddie Squires. Got them both. And now it looks like she's going to check out so Jordan Streit can check in. Kearney Catholic shooting very well from the free throw line. I've got him 16 out of 20. Kearney Catholic continues to put the press on. And Ravenna to throw it in. Noziska, outlet. Up ahead, can't control it. Kearney Catholic stepped out of bounds. Oh, no, they're going to call over and back. Well, that's what happens when you pick it off at midcourt. You can forgive that one. Good hustle play. Anna Squires grabbed it. Her momentum carried her into front court, and then when she went to make a pass, she stepped back, and that's where her center court was. So the ball knocked out of bounds again by Anna Squires. I don't know what the record for inbound plays are, but we're in the vicinity tonight. And Messbarger steals away another one. Michelle, left-handed layup, missed it. Rebound was in the hands of Cremosta. Now it's loose on the floor. Everybody going after it. It's roller derby out of bounds. And it's going to be Kearney Catholic basketball. Nobody able to corral it after it got loose on the floor. So the Stars will have the possession again. Morgan Teal throws it on the right wing to Messbarger. Starts right, now left up to the high post. Dishes it off to Long in the corner. Even deeper to Morgan Teal. Chucks it out top. Jordan Streit, top of the key three. Off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds to Ravenna. Kearney Catholic has outscored Ravenna 13-0 so far here in the third quarter. We're midway through. 39-11. Inbounds pass. The Jays push it up the floor with a left-hand dribble. Brooke Cremosta stops at the elbow. Out to Kuchera. Three-point land. Thought about it, but instead they rotate it around right side to Noziska. Ball fake to the right elbow. Picks her dribble up and back out top. They go to Cremosta. Brooke will fire it over on the left wing. Rip. Some good ball movement here by the Jays. Let's see if they can get a good shot. Rip drives in. Now draws the double team. Kicked it out to Noziska, who passed up on the open shot. Ends up getting tied up. And it will be Ravenna basketball. 3:31 to go here in the third quarter. And Ravenna to throw it in. Rip unguarded underneath their own hoop. Goes to the outlet. Megan Migral back to Rip in the corner. That play usually works for a shot, but not here. And we've got another whistle. And we're going to get a foul called on Anna Squires. Her first and the team's third. Checking in for the Jays. Here comes Madison Schmidt. And she'll give a breather here to Sarah Rip. And Ravenna will box the lane to take it in underneath their own hoop. Looking. Throws it short. Kuchera right back to Schmidt in the corner. Madison one dribble down the baseline. Nowhere to go. They'll kick it back out. Rotate it right side. Driving Noziska. Baseline. Gives it off to Kuchera. It's tipped. She has to run it down. Sydney walked with the basketball. Kept looking, kept looking, kept looking. and traveled with a basketball. 32 turnovers for Ravenna. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter of play. As Kearney Catholic will get it into Jordan Streit. Streit will push it across the timeline. Crossover dribble, right elbow, into the corner to Long. Long, even for a six-footer, they don't have her in the paint very often. Down to Squires, on the post, left side. In an outside game with her. She'll force her way in. And then a jump ball is called. As Noziska and Megan Migrel teamed up to come out of there with the ball, but they say it was a jump. And Kearney Catholic with the arrow, so they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Strike to throw it in, lobs it into Squires, and a foul is going to be called here. Noziska, she reached to knock it away. Squires had it. Noziska's arm was caught between the ball and Squires' torso, and there's no way to get it out of there. So that'll be her third. Kearney Catholic to lob it in again, and now we've got an offensive foul called on Kearney Catholic on the inbound, trying to get some position. Anna Squires will get her second. And back over to Ravenna it goes. 2:50 remains here in the third quarter. 39-11, Kearney Catholic. Back in for the Stars now, Maddie Squires. And for Ravenna will be Brooklyn Fidelke. Again, Ravenna is back in action at Gibbon on Thursday, and then they are off until their holiday tournament. Kearney Catholic will be at Elm Creek Friday, host Overton on Monday. As the Stars come away with another steal, Maddie Squires left alone on the left elbow. They'll rotate it right side to Morgan Teal. Cut off there by Fidelke. Back out to Squires, playing catch on the right wing, posting up Long on the block right side. Back to Teal, dribbles to the free throw line, doesn't take the shot. Up to Squires. Squires, she'll drive, she'll switch hands, she'll put it up, no good. Ball tipped around. Squires got poked. Picked up by Messbarger, and she'll throw it up and in. 10-footer left baseline. First bucket of the ball game for Messbarger. 41-11. And Jordan Streit knocks the inbounds pass away. Bursoski back in for the Stars. Ochtenberg for Ravenna. 15-0 here in the third quarter for Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna will check it in to Fidelke. Brooklyn working one-on-one against Messbarger. Handles the ball well, comes across the timeline. Starts right, then goes left, has to pick it up, and fires it over to Schmidt. Madison outside the arc, looks for the cutter. Comes back up top, Kuchera. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Pass knocked away, 41-11, Kearney Catholic. The Stars trying to come up with a loose basketball. And they call him for a travel. Even though they never had possession, they were diving on the ball. And Ravenna will take it out underneath their own hoop, trying to find some offense. Lob it all the way out on the wing to Cremosta. Brooke attacks the double team. Got through the double team and then stopped. Pass knocked away. Teal. Steal is made by Morgan. Morgan into the front court to Prasoski, and Alley will lay it up and in. And the Stars continuing to get a ton of layups off their steals. Into the front court, they get it to Cremosta. She'll stop the left wing. Boy, they've got to shoot the basketball. Ravenna has got to shoot the basketball. They've had some looks. Schmidt's going to try the three. How about that? Long range, top of the key, and Madison Schmidt finally breaks the ice here in the second half. But it's 43-14, Kearney Catholic. 1:10 to go. Third quarter, Maddie Squires. Swings it over to Teal. Morgan back up top against the man-to-man. They'll rotate it left side. Prasoski will try the three. It's good. Alley with all 9 of her points here in the third quarter when this one has been decided. 50 seconds to go in the third. 46-14. Dribbling between the double team. There's a nice move by Ochtenberg. Tries the outlet pass into the corner. Maddie Squires got a hand on it. Coming in for Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal and the freshman Ashlyn Schmatterer. And Ravenna will bring Megan Migrel back in. 45 seconds remain here in quarter number 3. And the inbounds comes right wing to Migrel. Fakes the 3, drives, got a hand on her, and Schmatterer is going to commit the foul. So 2 free throws coming up here for Megan Migrel. She's just the second Jay to go to the line tonight. Kuchera had the first four. And the free throw here is up and skips out. No good. Anna Squires comes back in for Sister Maddie. 42 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Second free throw on the way for Megan Migrol. It is up and it is good. 46-15. Kearney Catholic with the dominating lead. Kylie Teal will take the inbound. She'll go ahead and bring the ball up the floor. Guarded there by Fidelke. Swings it on the right wing to Schmatterer. Back up top, long at the top of the circle. Threads the needle to Teal. Kylie comes down the baseline. Good scoop shot and scores. She was well defended. And Kylie now has 6 points. 48-15 with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Bounce pass on the baseline. Ochtenberg. Have a cut. Caught there. Back out to Migrol. Rotated around for a three-point shot on the way by Fidelke. It will not go. Fight for the loose ball. Prasoski's able to come away with it. 5 seconds to go midcourt. Teal, she's got time to go all the way. Does, throws it up, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic outscores Ravenna 22-4. And at the end of three, Kearney Catholic 48, Ravenna 15.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Ravenna will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Trying to get something going here. All you can do at this stage is keep playing basketball. As Ochtenberg drives to the right elbow, kicks it back out, ripped to Migrol. Good ball fake, but draws the double team as she dribbles down the left side of the lane. Back up top of the key, and the shot going to be swatted and a foul called. It sent it all the way over the backboard. And to the line to shoot a pair will be Ochtenberg, who has 2 points so far in the game. The foul will be called on Maddie Squires. Her second, and the free throw is no good. Last quarter, Ravenna had 15 turnovers. Kearney Catholic, 2. Second free throw now on the way, and it rattles in. 3 points now for Ochtenberg, 48-16. Up the floor, Colling pushes it with a right-hand dribble, spreading it out. She'll come to the right wing, no attack, no cutter, so she'll pick the dribble up and go up top to Anna Squires. Anna to the left elbow, backing her way in. Draws the double team out to Teal for three. Kylie off the iron, no good. They're 2 of 10. Offensive rebound, Maddie Squires. It's no good. And out of bounds it goes. Calling into the padding on the stage. But she pops up just fine. And back over to Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic has taken the press off here in the fourth quarter. So walking it up the floor will be Hannah Migrol. Swings it over on the left wing to Sarah Ripp into the paint. Back up top to Ochtenberg. Wrap around Kuchera on the low block. Turnaround jumper no good. Offensive rebound put back up Noziska. She'll score. Fifth board and first bucket for Rebecca. 48-18, Kearney Catholic. A minute gone in the fourth. And the ball knocked away from Colling as she went to make the pass. The 13th turnover for the Stars. They had 8 in the first quarter, only 5 since then. On the wing with it will be Ripp. Into the corner, they'll go to Noziska. Back to the Rip, trying to cut through there. It's going to be knocked away, and then Ravenna's teammates fall over each other, and that will be turnover number 35. .6:30 to go. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. As Prasoski takes the top of the circle, swings it over to Teal. Another three-pointer, and that's nothing but net this time Kylie has her second three. She's got 9 points, and it's 51-18. Maddie Squires with 12, 9 each for Allie Prasoski and for Kylie Teal. Allie got all 9 of hers in the third quarter as Ravenna throws it away again. Again, Thursday night, our next high school basketball action. Kearney Catholic won't be playing. They'll play Friday. It'll be Grand Island Central Catholic taking on Minden in GI. Across the timeline, Maddie Squires attacks. Ball's going to be swatted out of there by Sydney Kuchera. And then last touched by Kearney Catholic as it goes out of bounds. Back over to the Jays. And without that pressure on, Ravenna's got to find a way to now start working that half-court offense. That's what you're here to do. See if they can execute a couple times here before we start seeing a lot of reserves, which I'm sure we will. Backing in is Rip. She's caught in the paint. Finally gets rid of it. Ochtenberg will force the shot up, but before she does, they're going to call another travel. So, back over to Kearney Catholic. I'm sure Connor and the Kearney Hub will have more turnovers tomorrow, but it's Christmas. I've erased a couple of them. Be sure to check out the articles tomorrow. Kearney Hub, they'll have them for you. Both girls and boys. As the pass is picked off up top by Ochtenberg, she goes in for the uncontested layup, but then dropped the ball. Had to hand it off to Fidelke, and Fidelke will score. In fact, they're very fortunate that they weren't called for a double dribble there. But why not just a little bit of a break? As driving in Kylie Teal, she'll get a left-hand layup to score. And 11 now for Kylie. 53-20. As we play out the string here in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes to go. Baseline, here's Meagrel. Short jumper is no good for Megan. And Anna Squires will grab her fourth rebound. And a timeout going to be called by Kearney Catholic. Coach Rick Petrie wants to clear the bench here. 4:49 remaining in our girls' varsity contest. It's all Kearney Catholic, 53-20. This timeout has been brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
You're listening to high school basketball on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. As we come to the fourth quarter with 4:46 to go, the Stars waste no time on the inbounds. They'll lob it down low to Caitlin Long. Long underneath the hoop is going to be hacked, and she'll go to the line for the first time. Foul is going to be called on Sydney Kuchera, her fourth. 53-20, Lady Stars, they'll be 5-0, and Ravenna will fall to 2-2 as the free throw is no good for Long. She's in there with Morgan Teal, Jordan Streit, Michelle Messbarger, and also getting in there right now is Sarah Oldfather. Madison Schmidt back in there for Ravenna. We'll set their lineup in a minute as the second free throw is good. Long now with 5 points, 54-20, up the floor with it. Will be Hannah Meagrel. She's in there with Ochtenberg. Megan Larson is on the floor. Madison Schmidt. And they slip and fall with a basketball. Also in there is Megan Meagrel. And also checking in now, Fidelke for Hannah Meagrel. Kearney Catholic on the offense, cruising with this one. Now it's just a matter of executing, see if you can get a few more points on the board. Maybe get your name in the scorebook as the pass is behind Messbarger and out of bounds, so the Stars will turn it over. For Kearney Catholic, they will play North Platte St. Pat's again in the first round of the holiday tournament. It's at Amherst this year. Amherst will play Ogallala. That'll probably be their toughest test for quite some time. St. Pat's, they've handled, but they've got some talent. As Ochtenberg's floater in the lane is no good. Offensive rebound run down by Madison Schmidt. Second chance here. Up top they'll go to Fidelke. Dribbles in the paint. 9-footer is up and in. Second bucket for Fidelke. And it's 54-22 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Outlet pass Oldfather. She's open on the right block. Nice spin move. And the left-hand shot is up and in. Old Father with a nice move to make it 56-22. Ravenna quickly in the front court with it. Migral up top to Fidelke. Playing catch on the right wing to Ochtenberg now. She's come up top. Looking inside. No dribble penetration right now over to Schmidt. She's got to look at three, trying for another one, but that one will be short. Long rebound is out to Morgan Teal, who boxed out the shooter, and she lost the handle trying to bring it up the floor. Turnover Stars. Now checking in for Ravenna, Brooke Cremosta. And checking out will be Ochtenberg. Boys game coming up next. We'll have that for you just before 8 o'clock tonight as Kearney Catholic and Ravenna get ready to battle. Ravenna 2-0, the Stars 1-3, but these teams always put on a good one. As the Lady Jays with the basketball in the corner, ball tipped away, Messbarger, but grabbed by Migral. Megan brings it back out on the right wing. Back in the corner it goes. Jumper on the way. Cremosta from 12. No good. Offensive rebound hauled down by Megan Larson. What an effort there. And Ravenna will get another opportunity. So here's where a chance where the young ladies that don't see a lot of varsity time have a chance to shine. And we've got a hand check foul as Schmidt drives the baseline. And it looks like both teams are in the 1-1. The foul's on Morgan Teal, her first. And at the line will be Madison Schmidt. Schmidt, few dribbles, and the first one is on the way, and it's rattled around off the glass. It still won't go, and Long will grab the rebound. Up the floor they come. Jordan Streit with it across the timeline. Spin move at the top of the key, tries to take it all the way in, does, and the scoop shot is good. Jordan with her first bucket of the ball game, 58-22, Kearney Catholic, 2:40 to go. As Ravenna stops with Cremosta, rotated over to Schmidt, into the left-hand corner, Fidelke, backs up, three-pointer, comes up short that time, and it's going to be grabbed by Long. Stars move it into the front court again. Jordan Streit, bounce pass over to Messbarger, weak side, right side, tries to lob it into Long, well overthrows her, ball stolen away, uncontested layup is almost contested, but it is going to be scored by Megan Migral, as Messbarger did a good job of hustling back. 58-24, Kearney Catholic wants to call another timeout to get a few more players into the ball game with 2:06 to go. It is Kearney Catholic 58, Ravenna 24. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Winding down our girls' portion of the Lou Platt Conference doubleheader between Kearney Catholic and Ravenna, Ashlyn Smotterer and Annie Treadle, a pair of freshmen for Kearney Catholic, have checked in. 2 minutes to go. Old Father over to Teal. Ball now knocked away and coming out of there with the steal will be Brooke Cremosa. That's six turnovers here in the fourth quarter for the Stars. Here's Fidelke on the left wing to Schmidt. She'll spot it for another three. Madison just short, follows her shot, got the rebound. And we're going to get a foul called. Schmidt has the only three-point bucket of the ball game for Ravenna. She'll now go to the line and shoot a 1-1. Foul on Morgan Teal will be her second as both were trying to run down the basketball. And Jenny Beans now comes in for the Stars. As the free throw is up and no good, and the ball will fall into the hands of Schmotterer, and Ashlyn up the floor with it here for the Stars. Tries to force it inside to Beans, but it's all jerseys of white and blue. And another steal by Brooke Cremosta. Fidelke brings it up on the weak side, goes top of the circle. Checking in there is the foreign exchange student for Ravenna. That is Rue De Miguel. They call her Rue De Miguel. And the ball for Ravenna is turned over. So up the floor comes Kearney Catholic. Kick it into the left-hand corner. Backing in is going to be Long. She's cut off there by De Miguel, so they'll kick it up top into the hands of Treadle. Annie on the right wing. They try to force it inside, and another steal by Brooke Cremosta. That's three straight, at least for Cremosta. Under a minute to go. Last few possessions, Del Miguel has it at the high post. Over to Schmidt. Madison back up top. Off the screen, right elbow. Can't get the shot away. Tries to force it into Larson. The ball is stolen away by Old Father. And the Stars will get it into the front court with Beans. 40 seconds to go to Schmatterer, to Treadle. Treadle forces it inside to Long. Long backs in, throws it back out. 16-footer Schmatterer, no good. Defensive board brought down by Schmidt. 25 seconds to go. Schmidt down the middle of the floor. They finally stop her on the right elbow. Swing it over to Fidelke. To Cremosta, tries to go one-on-one, cut off, back out Fidelke, three-pointer clanks off the front of the iron, no good. Larson with the putback, no good. Saved down there by Schmatterer. And here come the Stars, 7 seconds, one more shot here, over to Old Father. Try to get it into Long, they do, she'll turn, she'll score, that's the end of the basketball game. The seventh point for Caitlin Long, and the final score, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, 60. And the Ravenna Lady Jays, 24. Kearney Catholic now 5-0. And the Jays are 2-2. We'll be back with the Ravennas. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where it is time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The final numbers for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Obviously, not a lot of offense. There were seven different girls that scored, but nobody with more than five. Brooklyn Fidelke had 4 points and a rebound. Rebecca Nosiska had 2 points and a team-high 5 boards. Megan Larson, 2 rebounds. Sarah Ripp, a rebound. Megan Meagrel, 5 points, 1 rebound. Hannah Meagrel, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Sydney Kuchera, 5 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Emma Ochtenberg, 3 points, 4 rebounds. And Madison Schmidt hit a 3-point bucket, the only one of the game for the Jays for her total, and 3 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 the first half and 2 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Jays, 0 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, the problem tonight, 19 in the first half, 21 in the second half. For Ravenna, 11 points at halftime, 13 in the second half, 24 points, 23 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 1 of 12 from 3-point land, 1 block, but 40 turnovers. Ravenna falls to 2-2, and the Lady Jays will play at Gibbon on Thursday. We'll look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Now look at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Everybody got involved tonight. 10 different players scored. Michelle Messbarger, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jordan Streit, 2 points. Allie Persosky, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Whitney Colling, 8 points. Kylie Teal, 11 points and a rebound. Ashlyn Smotterer, 2 rebounds. Morgan Teal, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Maddie Squires ended up being the game-leading scorer with 12 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Caitlin Long, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Anna Squires, 5 points, 4 rebounds. And Sarah Oldfather, 2 points. 9 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 11 of 14 in the first half, 6 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in each half. Kearney Catholic had 26 points at halftime. They scored 34 in the second half. And the Stars finish with 60 points, 21 rebounds, 17 out of 22 at the free throw line, 3 of 11 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 20 turnovers. Kearney Catholics now 5-0 with a 60-24 win over Ravenna. The Stars will be at Elm Creek, and we'll have that for you this Friday night. You've been listening to the Ravenna Center. I don't know why I want to say that. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Fellowship. Certified trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Schedule your appointment today. We'll take about a 15-minute break, get ready for the boys' game, and have tip-off for you at 7:55 between the Jays and the Stars here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.